Hi, I'm Elizabeth, and I'm here with Tim, who, well, what do you do, Tim?
Well, I'm in what we call education and outreach. And what's neat about that is I get to help people have fun.
So, what is a typical day like in education and outreach?
Oh, we have lots of different things that we do. And what I mean by helping people have fun is we do a lot of stuff with boating and hunting and fishing. And what you see today is part of education and outreach. All the electronic stuff and the webcasts are part of education and outreach. So we try to teach people how to enjoy the recreational environment in lots of different ways. It may be a new skill, it may be safety oriented, it may be just being able to click on something and find the information you're looking for.
And what is the part of about safety? What exactly do y'all do?
We have a couple of programs in education that are mandated by law. One of them is hunter education and one is boater education. Certain people have to take those courses. So we teach a hunter education program and a boater education program for the public. We use one of our big jobs is dealing with volunteers. We use volunteers to teach these programs. And they help people learn about their chosen activity, what they love to do, and do it safely. I brought some things here. One of the things I have is a life jacket. In boating, which is my primary responsibility, we want to teach people to wear a life jacket. So that would be an example of a safety-conscious, safety-oriented program in boating. In hunting, we have a hunter orange, a cap here. We teach people to wear the hunter orange when they're hunting, so they're visible. Another safety side of something that we do. The fishing rod that I brought with us, well, we just want people to go out and go fishing and have a good time.
You mentioned that some people have to take the course. How do you decide who has to take the course?
That's pretty much set by the legislature. The legislature has set certain parameters that we have to follow when we set these courses. So, as of this moment, if you're a boating person, if you're a teenager, you have to take this course, the course that we offer. If you're a hunting person, I believe it's everyone under 28 years of age. It's close to that age period.
Okay. And what made you want to go into this career field?
I went to college and got a degree in education. So I have a teaching certification. I love working with people. I like to teach. And this falls into the other aspect of my life, which is outdoors. I've been boating most of my life, so I found something that fit for both the things that I like, helping people learn and boating. And most of the people in our group have that same opportunity because we do lots of things. It's not just hunting and fishing. We have a rock wall that we take out to people to learn how to rock climb. We've got a 4,000-acre ranch just north of Austin where we teach people all kinds of outdoor skills. Lots of other programs, Project Wild, Aquatic Wild, Becoming an Outdoors Woman. These are all programs that Education and Outreach put on.
Are there other programs within Texas Parks and Wildlife that are similar to this?
There are lots of programs. Everyone in Parks and Wildlife does education and outreach. Everyone. You go to a state park, you're going to learn something. You talk to a game warden, you're going to learn something. And they do programs in the schools, and they do programs in the community. So we all have that responsibility. Just some of the things I talked about earlier fall into the education branch.
And if a person wants to go into this career field, what exactly would they have to do as class-wise?
Need a degree to get involved, like a lot of our positions. Teaching is helpful. Wildlife management, wildlife courses are helpful. Volunteer management is also great. That's very good to have those things.
Why can't kids run jet skis?
Why can't kids run jet? Kids can operate jets. Personal watercraft is the proper term, or jet skis. Jet skis are very different. They're basically a jet motor. They suck water in and thrust it out. And that's a big problem for kids because it doesn't turn unless you give it gas. And that's something we teach in the course. You have to learn that.
Okay. Well, thank you, Tim, for your time. You may have thought TPW was just a game wardens and park rangers. They're just going to introduce you to many of jobs and computers.